that shtayim nami potter. That according to Rabbi Kiva, even if he admits to $2, he's also potter from a shvua. So why is he potter? Half minute is now is because heilich is potter. The Gemara says elakasha leRabbi Chiya. If so, again, this will be a kasha on Rabbi Chiya. Here, lechur, there should be a proof that in the case of heilich, you're potter from a shvua. Since the money is like paid up right now, you're not asking for that. You're only asking for the rest, and the rest is a koyfer bakoyol. You're potter from a shvua. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Chiya. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hossam. There it's different. To call Messiah Leishtoro, like we answered before. Here, if you admit to two, you know why you don't have to swear on the other three? Because when you admit to two, we look in the Shtar, it says that you owe Sloyim. Now, like you said before, Stam Sloyim means two. So it's come out like you have Edim in the Shtar admitting to what you're saying, that you only owe $2. That's why you don't have to swear on the other $3. But not because Helich is Potem in Ashur. Inami, another swear could be, Mishum the Hevelay Shtar Shibik HaKois, because these $2 that it says in the Shtar, at least, it's considered like you owe the money, it's considered like it's Meshubit, your Kark is Meshubit. And therefore, V'yei Nishboyim al Kfira Shibik HaKois. And like Rashi says, Slav Dafka Kfira, it means even the Hoidor. Just like you don't have to swear if you disagree, if you are your Kaifa. On Karka, the same way the little bit that you are Moida to Karka is also cannot be Mechayv Yu Shvua. So here, these $2 that you admit to, since it's Meshubit to Karka, it says in the Shtar this much, so therefore it's considered like the Karka is Meshubit for this, therefore it can't be Mechayv Yu Shvua. But I call upon him, it's not a Kasha to Rabbi Chiya, there's no proof in here. Heilach could be Chayiv, and the reason why over here, too, is Potter, because it has to do with Karka, Karka is Potter. So far we don't have any proof. Nothing more says like this. Mosiv Mazutra Bered Rav Nachman. Mazutra, the son of Rav Nachman, asked a question like this. It says in Mishnah Lochin Shvuis that Torah nu kelim v'kakois. I say, listen, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me kelim, you owe me objects that I gave you, and you owe me kakois, you owe me both. Achveis, I see you borrowed from me, you have of mine, kelim and kakois I want back in property. Now, hoy did the kelim, so Shimon admits that I owe you the kelim, but the kofa bekakois, he disagrees with the kakois, I don't owe you any property. Or else, hoy did the kakois, he admits that he owes you the property, but the kofa bekelim, he disagrees on the kelim, he says, no, I denies it, I don't owe you any kelim. So, locher is potter, like we learned before, because whatever you admit, or whatever you disagree on karka, is not mechayiv yu shvua, kakois apotem min ashvua. What's going to be hoide mixas kakois? Let's say you admit to half of the time of the kakois, also potter. Because whatever has to do with karka, you potter min ashvua. But what's going to be mixas kelim chayiv? Let's say, like I say, you owe me 10 kelim and 10 kakois, and you admit that you owe me 5 kelim. So then you chayiv ashvua. Because since you admit to half of the kelim, that's called a taina and a kfira on kelim metatlim, therefore you chayiv ashvua. Now the diik is, Taima de kelim and kakois. Why do we say a potem in a shvua? Because we're talking about kelim and kakois. The karka laf bashvuhi. Because whatever you admit or disagree on karka is not a bashvua. But mashmoha kelim ve kelim dumya de kelim and kakois. But if it be a case that I'm asking you for two different types of kelim, of objects, that you do have to swear on, and they would be in the same type of a case like kelim and kakois, then chayiv, then you would be chayiv a shvua. It's only because it's real karka, the karka is potem in ashvua. But any time there'll be this disagreement on kelim, even though the cases of kelim will soon see will be like a kois, so you'll be chayiv ashvua. The Gemara says, hey chidami, what's going to be this case? Lav di om alei helach. Like kelim dum de kakois would be helach. I say you owe me 10 kelim. I gave you 10 plates, and you say, listen, you only gave me 5, and here they are. In such a case, mashma, still you would be chayiv shvua. If so, shmamid, from here it should be a proof that heilach chayiv, that even in the case of heilach, still you chayiv shvua. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, it's not the pshat over here. L'yoylo meimloch, really I can tell you, kelim v'kelim nami poter, no. Even in the case of these 10 kelim, when you admit to 5 and give them back to me, still you poter min ashvua. Heilach maybe is poter from ashvua. If so, v'ho diktoni kelim v'kakois, why does the Mishnah B'daf got to say cases when I ask you for kelim and kakois, then you put them in a shvur, why only then? I tell you, hokam ashmal, because it wants to teach us a chiddush over here, hokam ashmal on that hoida the mixas kelim, chayif, afala kakois, that's the chiddush over here. Then the case where I ask you, you owe me 5 kakois, and you owe me 5 kelim. and you would admit that you owe me 3 kelim. So the locher is now on the kelim, you're going to have to swear about the other 2 kelim that you don't owe me. Now once you have to swear about the other kelim, now we say you also have to swear on the kakoyis also. That's the chiddush over here. That hokam ashmolon, hoyde b'miksas kelim, chayev af ala kakoyis. Like on a gilgush shvua, then you have to swear on kakoyis also. Gemara says, Maikam Ashmolon, so what's the chiddush over here then? That's zokakin. That if you have to swear on regular metaltlim, that could also cause you, we could drag along already to make you swear also on kakois. Gemara says, Yishinel Tanina, we learned this already once. We had a mission about this already. Now the Gemara later on about this, that says, zokakin hanechosim, shein lehem achrayis, es hanechosim sheish lehem achrayis lishov raleim. That sometimes if you have to swear on the chosim on property that does not have a chrayis, means like metaltlim objects, once you have to swear about them, then we could also make you swear on karka. So we learned it already one time. So how could you tell me that's the chiddush of this mishnah here in Shavuos? So more so that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, hochi ikam, chosim agav gerora naspa. Here in this mishnah in Shavuos, this is the ikam makam. Mashenkein, the Rashi says, hochi ikam mean shemishnah zushni masechta Shavuos. So this mishnah in Shavuos, this is the ikam that tongue of this chiddush. That zekakin, that when you have to swear on the metaltlim, then we also cause you to swear about the kakois. But hosim the gemara and kedushin, the gemara later, I'll tell you, agav gerora naspa. Rashi says, the ayri hosim nechosim shein lehem achrayis niktim in nechosim sheish lehem achrayis gazam shal chazaka. There the gemara and kedushin because talking about kinyonim, that when you buy karka, so if you buy metaltlim with it, the metaltlim automatically become yours. That's the kinyon agav. So since we're talking about Kinyan Agav over there, we also talk about already a Shvur also. But there is not the Ikam Mokam of Shvur, there the Ikam Mokam is about Kinyan Agav. Mashenkin here in the Mishnah in Shvur, the Ikam Chiddush over there is that we say Zekakin. That's why there's no proof to Halach. It could be Taka Halach, Taka is Potem in Ashvur, could be. But the reason why it says over here, Dafka, Kalim and Kakois, and wants to teach us this chiddush here that you have a din of zekakin. That sometimes you have to swear on the karka also because of the metaltlim. So, kids, again, we have no proof to the side of halach. Now the Gemara Stam says, Olaman diyam halach pot, according to the one that says, according to Rav Sheshis, that says halach is potem in ashvua, if so, amai itzra kro, lamute karka mishvua, why do we have to have a special pasuk to say that you don't have to swear on kakois? Hakol karka halachu. Every time, whenever you admit to karka is always stationary, it's always here. So never I admit to you that I owe you 2 karkas, I owe you, like I say, I asked you for 5. And you admit to 2, what you admit to is like halach, it's here in front of your nose, go and take it. So what do I need a new pasuk to say? That you put off an ashvua. Rashi says, Yafin lo miklal prat bishvuas. And Moran Azov later brings down the klal prat. What do we need a special pasuk for? Take away from a new svara, halach is put off an ashvua. So Moran says, Rosh Hashanah could answer you back, Oh Malach, I could answer you like this. Isra Kro, I need a pasuk like this. Heicha dechofa bo boira sichin amoris. Where you ruined my property. In other words, where I say this, I say you owe me 5 fields. And you say, here are the 2 fields. But these 2 fields, you dug them. You made holes in them. So they're not complete. So even these 2 fields that you admit to, you also have to pay me money for it. Because you are mekalkel the fields. Like Rashi says, Talav helichu, shirei kukula, you ruin my fields. So in such a case, it's not called helich. I would have thought to say, maybe you have to swear over there. Kamashmal on the posse, the klal of prata klal, that's still your potter minashvua. Inami rosa could be the chidishes like this. Heicha de toanu kelim kakois. Could be Reuven said to Shimon, listen, you owe me 5 kelim, and you owe me 5 kakois. Now, vahoy de bekelim. Shimon admits that I owe you the 5 kelim. The kofa be kakois. And he disagrees, he denies the 5 kakois. So here, this case is not called halach. Because what you're admitting to, the kalim, that's not here, that's not then. So that's not called halach. So in such a case, since the hoidor was the kalim, just the kfira was the kakois, this is not called the case of halach. So without the special prosek, I would have thought to say, this is called the case of moedib amiksa sataina, and you have to swear. So that's where I need this prosek, this klal of prato klal, teaches now that on kakois, whether the hoidor, what you're admitting, is in karka, or whether what you're disagreeing to, you're denying the is in karka, you're potem in ashvua. Therefore, it's good, even though halach is potem in ashvua, still I need a pasuk to tell me karka is also potem in ashvua. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. The Tony Rami Bachoma, Rami Bachoma holds, we had this come up before in Babakamam, that Abo Shomrim in the Pasha of the Dalit Shomrim, Shemachim Shemasacha Soil, is Soil, is Tzrichin Kfiro Bemixas, Toido Bemixas. He holds, when does the Shomer have to swear the Shruas HaShomrim? Only when there's a case of Omoide Bemixas. When the Pasuk says Kihu Zeh, it's talking about in the Pasha of Shomrim. We had there one Monday Yom that says no ear of Pashi is cost of Khan, that the Pasha of Kiyu there doesn't really belong by the Pasha of Shomrim, it's only by a milva that you need a Moedva Mixas. But by Shomrim, Yechayev is sure without a Moedva Mixas. However, Rami Bachoma says not like that, and he holds no, that the Pasha of Moedva Mixas applies to the Dalit Shomrim. So you only have to swear when a Shomer admits to something, and he's Kofer, he denies something, and then, let's say like a Shomechinam, says that it was Nignavo. Shomechinim is Potter. Relsa Shomechinim says also Nignavo is also Potter. Relsa Shoyel says that it was Mesa Machas Malach is also Potter. So when does a Shomer have to swear his Shvuah? Only in the case where he's a Moedim Mixas. So Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says the what? Shomechinim via Shoyel, Noisisoch via Seichim. All the four Shomim, they only have to swear when it's a Moedim Mixas. Hey Chidami, what's the case talking about? Lav, isn't it? The case is that on one pori says Helich, take it. In other words, according to Rami Bachoma, when does a Shemechinim have to swear? It could only be in a case like this, that the owner gave over three axes for the Shemechinim to watch. He gave them over three Shvarim. On one Shemer, on one ax, the Shemer admits, here it is. Here, I owe it back to you. On one Shor, he says, no, I never took it. I never took three, I only took two. And on the second one, he says, that one was Mesa, or that one was Nignavo. So he wants to free himself from one. One he's admitting that he owes you, and one he's kofer saying, no, I don't owe you. So since there's a Moedim Mixas, he's admitting to some and being kofer from some, that's the case that now the Shomer has to swear to the middle Shor that he's saying, whatever it was, a Shemechinim says, it was Nignavo, a Shemesocher, a Shoyel, whatever their time, that's when they have to swear. So now the Chura, the Gemara has to kasha, lav the Yom HaLahelach. Like, what's the case that he admits to one? Where could be the moida? That he admits, listen, one shor that you gave me, I admit that I have it, and here it is. So when he says, here it is, like it's yours, it's halach. And still we see Yechayev Shvu because of this. So here we see halach is Yechayev Shvu, but moida makes us. So Mar says, Loi, maybe there's no proof to this. Rav Sheshi is learned like this. Loi, the Yomla, the case could be like this. That Gimel Paras Masati Lecho. The Yonah says to the Shema, listen, I gave you over three Paras, three cows to watch. And the owner says, listen, all three died, true, but I say they died b'pshiyah. It was your fault, you didn't watch it, you didn't keep it closed at night, they died, so therefore you have to pay me for all three cows that I gave you. The Amalei, so the Shomer answers back like this, listen, the Amalei, one he denies, saying he never gave me three, you only gave me two. That's called the good kfira. The Choda Mesa Bonus. And one of them, I'm saying, no, it died b'yonis, I'm pot, even the Shem HaSach would be pot, it died b'yonis. So that's called the one that he has to swear on. For Choda, what's called the one that he admits? For Choda, Mesa v'pshia. The one that he admits to you is just saying it died b'pshia. Now, if it died b'pshia, that means he's at fault. So what does he have to do? To be in a shlum ilecho, that I have to pay you the money? But I call upon him the lav helechu. That money is not considered helech, the money is not here, I'm not giving you the money right now. I owe you the money. So this is a good case of Moedim Mixas by Shomrim, where it's not considered Helach. So if again, there's no proof to Rav Chiya, it could be like Rav Sheshis, that Helach is Potter, but even if you hold by Dalit Shomrim, the only Chayiv is Shvu in a case where the Moedim Mixas is considered a Hoidor, where they admit they owe you money, and not just to say, here is the cow that I owe you. Alright, turn over. Now the Lord says like this, Toshima, come and I'll bring you proof. Titani Avua Drabi Abtariki. That the father of Abtariki, like Zestino, says Toshima, Rashi says, really means we'll come and ask a question now. He has a question with Rabbi Chiya Kanaisa. He has a question against Rabbi Chiya's first halacha. Again, the words of Rabbi Chiya first say, that Mona Libi Yotcha. If Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, and Shimon answers back, no, I don't owe you anything. But Reuven has two Edim, that Shimon owes him at least $50. So now, Rabbi Chiya says what? That you have to swear.
Rabbi Avud of Chivki says not like that. He says, Yochu Yishov Alashar, I may think to say that maybe you have to swear on the rest the way Rabbi Chiya says, but really no, I hold Talmud Lomar, the prophet says, Kol Aveda Asher Yoyma Kiyuze. Any type of an Aveda, when you say like this, knows when you admit to half of it, then you have to swear. Piv, only when your mouth, the laver himself, is admitting to half of the taina, he's admitting to the $50, then he has to swear on the other $50. But he holds like we'll soon see, it's considered like a miyatiya, but when the laver himself denies everything, just we have to aid him on $50, then you put him in ashur. So like this is the kasha against Rabbi Chiya. Gemara asks the kasha, Mastisun Karama Salat Rabbi Chiya, like he asked from a braisa, from one Tana against Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya Tana with Paul, that's not a kasha. Rabbi Chiya is also a Tana. He has a right to argue. So true. Avuad Rabbi Abturiki argues on Rabbi Chiya. That's not a kasha on Rabbi Chiya. Gemara says yes, but for Krokomar, but he brings down a posik. He can't argue on a posik. Gemara says no, Rabbi Chiya holds it's not a kasha from the posik. Hatia, the posik just comes to teach us. Hahu limudo miksa sataina. It's coming to teach us the yisod of miksa sataina about that Rabbi Chiya agrees. The pasuk says kiyuzeh, that if you admit to part of it, then you have to swear. That's all the pasuk says. The pasuk doesn't talk about edim. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya, like we learned before, has the kal v'chaima to say that if piv is mechayev v'shvua, the kal v'chaima to say that adoyis edim is also mechayev v'shvua. But there's no need. The Torah doesn't say clearly here, not like that. The Torah doesn't say a mute to say edim is pato. So therefore, it's not a kash on Rabbi Chiya. So Mor says, but the avuad Rabbi Abturiki, what he meant to say was like this. I'm like, I could tell you like this. No, he also is called a miyut, because ksiv who, the pasuk says who, ksiv ze. It's like two. It's like an extra word here. It says who and ze. So chad he learns is lemoid de miksa sataina, that if you admit to half of what the person is asking for, then you have to swear to the other half. That's true. Who is for moid de miksa? But the chad, when it says the word zeh, that's extra, that's l'adois edim the potter. It comes to teach us a miyut that you should know. If we only know the $50 because of edim, then you put them in ashur. So according to Avud the Rebbe Abturiki, there's a pasuk here that's saying edim is potter in ashur. But I tell you, the Idach, Rebbe Chiya doesn't know like that. The Idach, he learns the extra pasuk is like this. Chad, true, the kihu zeh. Who is for lemoide miksa sataina? The when do you have to swear if the laver himself, the piv itself, admits to half of the taina? When I ask you for 100 and you admit to 50, then you have to pay me. But for chad, one is for lemoide b'min hataina. That moide b'miksa is only if you admit to 50% of the taina that I'm asking you for. I will soon say, not in the case where I'm asking you for chitim, I say you owe me 100 bushels of wheat and you admit that you owe me 50 bushels of barley. That's not called b'minatayna, that's not called the moed b'miksas. That's what the pasuk is teaching me over here. That's what Rabbi Chiya learns. So therefore, the pasuk is teaching me that the taina has to be b'minatayna. But about edim, the pasuk is not talking about at all. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya says, I have a kal v'chomer to tell me that you also have to swear on by edim. Vidach, what does Avu the Rabbi Abturiki do about this? I tell you, moed b'minatayna lesla, he doesn't use the pasuk for that. He says the extra pasuk is teaching me, the extra word is that by dois edim, if edim is the one that tells us you have to pay the 50, you put them in ashur. What about this klal of minataina? I'll tell you lastly, he doesn't hold like that. And if rather the sovel like Rabbi Gamliel, the avur, the Rabbi Abturiki, holds like Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanan, we learned like this. Toanu chitim v'hoidim loy b'sarim. I say you owe me wheat, and you admit that you owe me some barley. Alocha is pata. We hold your pata from a shvua. That's not called the minataina. We dash in the word kihu zeh. Zeh tells us the taina has to be minataina. Therefore, your pata. But Rabbi Gamliel machayif. Rabbi Gamliel says no yachayif. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't make this diik. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says this is also called the meidim mixas ataina. Therefore, yachayif is shvua. Your only pata edim is pata. Yeah. So therefore, that's the machlokes from Rabbi Tariki and Rabbi Chiya. That's not really kasha from a pasuk against Rabbi Chiya. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, there's a case like this. Hahu Reya, there was a shepherd. Teve Masale Kol Yoyma Chiyusi Bisadi. This person, Reuven, every day, he used to give over his animals to him, but he used to give it all to him in front of two Edim. He used to Edim, used to see, I'm giving you 10 sheep today, I'm giving you 11. Now Yoyma Choda, one day it happened, Masrele Bilei Sadi, that this Reuven gave over, let's say, 10 sheep, to this Reya to watch. and he did not hate him today. The Seifamlu, at the end of the day, Reuven said back to the shepherd, listen, give me back the 10 sheep I gave you. And the shepherd, the Roy, answered back and said, Yishnau, Loi ha yudvar meyerlim, today you did not give me anything. That was the case. L'chur, the Roy is a kaifer akil. What happened was, also Sadi, two Edim came, and Asid the Beid Yochatati Minayu. Two Edim came and said, listen, we saw meeting two of your sheep. So it comes out, really, that you said you gave over 10 sheep. He said nothing. And we have two Edim that he took at least two, he has to pay you back for two of them. So Gemara says, Omer Rab Zera says, in Isalu the Rabbi Chiyah Kanaisa, if we'll hold and pass him, like the first Chiddush of Rabbi Chiyah, therefore, Mishtaba Ashara, in such a case of here, we're going to make the shepherd swear on the other eight a sheep that he's denying. In other words, this should be considered like a Moed of a Mikzas. Even though the shepherd himself is a Kofar HaKoyel, but since we have Edom on two of them, that was a B'chiyas Chiddush, a Kal V'Choyma, that Edom is also Mechai V'Shua. So that's what Reb Zera said. On this, Omalai Abai is back and says no. In Isa Mishtaba, if you hold like a B'chi, you want to say we let this person swear, why? For a Gazlan who? In this case, since we have to weigh them that he ate the sheep, he's a pure Gazlan. No, this is not a case of a Moed Mixas, like Rashi says. For a Gazlan who? And therefore, since he's a Gazlan, he's possible for sure, we can't let him swear. So Rashi says, when does a B'chi say we let him swear? V'chi Yomer V'chi B'milva. Only by a Milva, like we said before, I'm not really lying, I'm just pushing you off. Inami was even a case of a bikodim, but shalach b'yad, he didn't do anything, he didn't make a ma'isik zeila, but just it was lost from him. So therefore, and he's saying that it was avad. So therefore, and he says honest happened. So therefore, we could say shtemutu kamishtamet. So those cases not called a total gazlin. Therefore, we let him swear. But here, where we have to wait and that he himself took it and made a ma'isik zeila, he's a gazlin, and a gazlin is part of a mishrua. So how can you tell me now, according to Rav Chiya Kamaisa, we?